السلام عليك أيها النور الساطع، السلام عليك أيها البدر الطالع، السلام عليك أيها الطيب من الطيبين، السلام عليك أيها الطاهر من المطهرين، السلام عليك أيها الرضي الزكي، السلام عليك يا أبا جعفر محمد بن علي البر التقي الإمام الوفي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam's father was the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. And the mother of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was Her Eminence Lady Khayzaran, also known as Sabika, who was from the family of Her Eminence Lady Maria Qibtiyya, the esteemed wife of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was a mere 8 years old when he was divinely appointed as an imam. But despite his tender and young age, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was at the peak of eloquence, bravery, piety, piousness, generosity, chivalry, courage, and most especially, knowledge, eloquence, and wisdom, which can be seen in the debates in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam entered into. And these debates were not with ordinary common people upon the street, but rather they were debates with the great court judges of the Abbasid caliphs, such as Yahya ibn Aktham and Ahmad ibn Abi Duad, debates in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam always came out victorious and triumphant. The imamate of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam coincided with two Abbasid caliphs. The first was Ma'mun, in which Imam alayhi salam spent 23 years of his life, and the second was Mu'tasim, during which only Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent 2 years of his life. Like his divinely appointed father before him and his divinely appointed forefathers, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was at the head of the Sazimān-e-Wikālat, a theological, ideological, social, political, economic, and cultural network of representatives and deputies which spanned across the Islamic world. And it was this very Sazimān-e-Wikālat, this network of representatives and deputies, which protected, promoted, and safeguarded the pure Muhammadan Islam all across the world. This beautiful network of representatives and deputies had centers in many cities across the Islamic world, including but not limited to the cities of Mecca, Medina, Baghdad, Kufa, Ahwaz, Basra, Hamadan, Qom, Ray, Sistan, and Bost. Eventually, the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam, became so influential and powerful despite his young age that under the orders of Mu'tasim Abbasi, the governmental authorities, along with the wife of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam by the name of Umm al-Fadl, poisoned and martyred His Eminence. His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is buried in present-day Ghazamain in the country of Iraq. Dear friends, most surely every single one of us is quickly moving towards the end of our term in this temporary world. Soon, the journey will continue towards the ultimate destination of humanity, the Day of Judgment, where everything we have done will be taken into account, whether good or bad, whether righteous or wicked, whether good or evil, whether noble or ignoble, whether we stood up against the oppressor or we sat silently in the face of oppression. Yet before this ultimate calling in the just and mighty court of Allah, the most quick to forgive, we still have a chance while in this temporary life to make amends, to make a change, to ask Allah for forgiveness that He may overlook our many faults and errors. And so in honor of His Eminence, the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam, we humbly put forth a tradition in which His Eminence speaks about repentance, which could very well change our lives for the better, for forever. His Eminence, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, "Delaying and putting off repentance is a deception, and prolonging the period before making repentance is a bewildering wandering. Thus, dear friends, we should ask Allah, the Almighty, the Most Quick to forgive us our sins and our mistakes and our errors as soon as possible, and we should never prolong the time in which we ask for repentance, for surely delaying repentance is a deception from among the deceptions of Shaitan, and prolonging the time in order to ask for forgiveness is in actuality a wandering in which we wander around lost and confused, all so that we never end up asking Allah for forgiveness." And then the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, continues and says, "And making excuses before Allah is an annihilation. Sometimes instead of just owning up to our mistakes and admitting that we have committed an error in the mighty presence of Allah, we end up making excuses in the presence of Allah. We end up saying, 'It wasn't my fault that such and such sin was committed by me,' or 'I was in my rights to commit such and such sin,' or 'I couldn't help myself but committing such and such sin.'" And it is precisely this attitude of making excuses and never admitting that it was us who were at fault that leads us down this path, which is total annihilation, because we never reach a point where we admit that we have made a mistake and reach a point where we ask Allah for forgiveness. And finally, the Immaculate Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, ends this tradition as His Eminence says, "And insisting upon committing sin is considering oneself to be safe from the ultimate plan of Allah, and no one ever thinks themselves to be safe from the ultimate plan of Allah except those people who are the people of ultimate laws." This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.